Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLain. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLain. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Green and he is safe. Wood steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keogh tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Senators, 1. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Fernandez moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fernandez moves to third. Larry moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Larry scores. Wood moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Green moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Bright reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Hicks goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 3, Senators, 3. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bright. The throw from Brown and he is out, Boros applying the tag. One out. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Keo bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Keough moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Long reaches second base with a double. Keough scores. Woodling goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to third. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright juggles the ball. That's an error on Bright. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Frank Larry. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Osborne reaches second base with a double. Fernandez goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Senators. George Thomas pinch runs for Bobo Osborne. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier now playing shortstop. Phil Regan now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Dave Sisler now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Dick Brown. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Rourke now catching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Dick Gurnett. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Virgil moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators 5, and Detroit Tigers 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.